If and Carol Hall from Vodacom joins you once again to continue the conversation around some of your network related questions. Carol, good morning. Welcome back. How goes it?
Good morning, Az. No, it's going well. Thank you. Really good. And it's great to be back on the show. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice once again. You at home, by the way, thank you so very much for engaging and sending us your SMSs. Carol, I mean, let's start off with a query that we got from last week. It says that if it was someone from Morningstar inquiring about the services in the area, what is the latest on that?
So that one I have given feedback on, and it's one that we can talk about too. We have managed in that area replace the batteries at the site, something that happens from time to time over years. You know, the batteries are there to support the site when there is a power failure. And these batteries only last for a limited space, and also when power goes down, these batteries, the more they get used, especially like through load shedding on and off of sites, the batteries aren't built to sustain that. So we're happy to report that we've replaced these batteries, and we've asked the customer to give us feedback if there's been an improvement. If not, we look further, but we're happy to report that should have sorted the problem.
Carol, I mean, even from last week, and I remember you talking about some network-related issues that you are still getting and that we are also getting, because we got quite a number of SMSs, and I think mainly it was just coverage. I mean, I don't know, perhaps you can elaborate on that. Any progress, any comments?
So I think coverage is one that is something that we continually look at. And obviously investing heavily in our network. So in the past year, we've invested more than 160 million rand in this region in improving our sites to give better capacity, because ultimately that is what customers are looking for, to allow for better speed, better experience overall. And we'll be doing that again in this new financial year. So it's constant work at improvement. In addition to that, the fact that we need to get more sites on air and approvals. I think we touched on that briefly last time, is that many times we are not able to get approvals for sites because the community don't want the site. So, that proves to be a challenge. So we really reach out to the community to say we need their assistance. We can't improve coverage if we don't get approval for sites. Then in addition to that, another thing that can be quite frustrating for our customers and also for us is the vandalism of our sites. And we see this happening in remote areas as well as in some of the areas in the city. This also impacts our customers, because a site goes down, we have to sometimes almost rebuild the site. So we're investing heavily there to keep our sites on air, and also to protect them from future vandalism, so that our customers have the availability of our network. And then I think lastly, for us, we're very proud to say that the Western Cape are going to be rolling out 15 5G sites in this region. 5G is one of those networks that will not, you will roll it out slowly. It's not going to be one of those networks that's just going to be taken up immediately, because obviously the devices are not readily available yet for customers, and they are pretty pricey. But yeah, quite a lot of work being done.
And Carol, we're hoping that this is going to be a continued conversation. But from that, as we are to part ways, I mean, from the feedback that you've received, and I think you've just given us a glimpse of that, or maybe a good explanation on that. But from your side, what's the message that you want to put out to the Cape Talk listeners when it comes to Vodacom and the network?
I think firstly, thank you for the support. It's a difficult one to manage a network, because it's a network that can, have faults, but we continuously strive to give you the best, you our customer, the best experience that we possibly can give you, and to meet the demand of what you our customer needs from day to day, and that becomes greater as we as we evolve into new futures, especially now after this experience with COVID-19 and the way that we work and the way that we will work moving forward. So we're ready to adapt and move with our customer. into the future, and we thank them all for their support. And also, I think I'd like to add to say thank you to Cape Talk for the opportunity to be able to reach out to our customers and to be able to make contact with them in a different way. And so I do encourage that if there's any feedback, I'm happy to help. My email address is carol.hall@vodacom.co.za, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
Carol, listen, thank you so very much for joining us once again. We chat again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Ed. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Carol Hall, Managing Executive for Vodacom Western Cape.